Hey everybody, this is Elena of Nervosa and you are watching That Metal Interview Podcast.
Welcome back to That Metal Interview Podcast, the best podcast, rock metal podcast on the planet Earth, maybe. And we have the return of Elena Cortina, guitarist now for Nervosa. And last time I had her on the show, she was the bassist for Nervosa, but now she is the guitarist. As the leader, Prica Amaral, has added a guitar player to the band, as we all know by now, right? Unless you're not a fan of the band, this is news to you. So anyways, we have Elena Cortina returning to the show to promote their brand new album, Jailbreak, which came out on September 29th and is available for everybody to stream, download, and purchase. So support the band. Don't just steal the album or borrow it. Go ahead and purchase it and support our rock metal bands. So anyways, here is their newest song and single and video for Elements of Sin off of Jailbreak. Check it out. We'll be right back. Jailbreak is the name of the album where you can find these jams. You guys can stream all that stuff. The album is actually out and available for you guys to bang your head and to purchase it and to enjoy it however you enjoy it, right? Stream it wherever you find your music and YouTube videos, wherever you stream your videos. So anyways, directly with the great guitar player and talent, Elena Cortina, right here. Check out the interview. Yeah, okay, so first question, I don't know if it's a question, but I saw you post a lot of flooding a couple of weeks ago or days ago. Is that your hometown or where was that at?
Yeah, totally. We were in a very bad situation, you know, with the weather, the rain and the floods. It's in my hometown, basically. In my hometown and the town that I'm living now, that they are pretty in close distance, but the situation was really hard, and it still is, considering that a lot of areas are still flooded, and there are a lot of disasters in houses, you know, farms, you know, everything is now like a a chaos. And unfortunately, some people, you know, lost their lives because of the flood. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Oh, wow. It's horrible.
It's a very huge disaster. It's unbelievable. And it happened in 2 days. The rain lasted only 2 days, and everything, you know, changed in like 48 hours. It was crazy.
Did you lose anybody in your family, or everybody okay?
No. Fortunately, we are all safe. We only had like a lot of water in our basement, but this is like totally nothing considering to what happened in general. But no. Otherwise, we are totally safe.
Awesome. That's good news. So before we get into the new music, how is it working so far with the band, the Rosa? You've been at it a little bit over a year now, huh?
Yeah. Like last year, I came into the band for the place of Mia, because she couldn't participate in the Latin American tour. Yeah. And like officially in January, I became a member as a guitarist. And it's going... I have to say that it's going very great, and we are keeping, you know, busy with a lot of stuff, but it's of course a lot of hard work, but you know, it pays off, because everything is going very great till now. We have the single releases, the video clips. We had some great festivals during the summer. So I have to say that you know, we're keeping strong, and we are keeping in a good way.
Well, I gotta tell you, you guys are sounding great. I heard the CD, the new CD. I got to listen to it. Fans are gonna love it. The guitars,
thank you.
Yeah, you guys just kicked ass on the guitars, and Prika's vocals are just awesome. I didn't know she could sing like that. I knew she had been doing backup vocals. I had heard her do that, and so I'm not very, very surprised. But when I heard her vocals, it's badass. It fits perfect. It's just like it fits like a glove. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, when Diva announced that she wanted to leave from the band, Prika said to me, like, look, I don't want to change the voice of Nervosa again. So yeah. I will, you know, I will go with the main vocals. She said that, okay, I've been doing like backing vocals for almost all the years of Nervosa.
Yeah.
Of course, main vocals is something different and more difficult. But, you know, she really worked hard for it. She took classes, vocal lessons for it. And, you know, when we were in the studio, and we finished all the rest of the recordings, drums, bass, guitars, and it was the time for vocals. You know, she was working very hard every day in there, and they invite me inside the room to listen to the first song and how it sounds like, and I couldn't believe, you know, the job that delivered. I knew that, you know, she has a very brutal voice and deep voice, but you know, being the main vocalist, you have to be more flexible, you know, with changing in the vocal tone and everything. And she did it. And she did it, yes. Totally matched and was sounding exactly what we had in mind for the new album.
Speaking of the new album, Jailbreak, it's going to drop on September 29th, and not too far from now. Are you excited?
Yes. Actually, the time has almost come, and I still don't believe it, you know, because we started composing little by little this album from 2021. So, you know, it was all the time in my mind, okay, I cannot wait for this album to be released. And now it's finally, the time has come, but it's still unreal to me. I still haven't realized, you know. But I'm super excited. And I'm most excited to start playing these songs on stage, finally.
So how many are you guys doing? Is it just Jailbreak or how many? Just one song are you guys from the new CD live?
No, I mean, till our last shows, we were able to play three of the singles because Jailbreak was recently released.
Yeah.
We played the Endless Ambition, Seed of Death and Jailbreak for now. And of course, after the release, there are going to be more from the new album.
Which is your new favorite track from the new CD?
Mm. Ah, that's a, you know, that's a very hard question. But I totally, totally enjoying the songs that me and Priga, we have the twin guitar solos, you know, the melodies.
Yeah.
Because it's that we are doing for the first time. And when we perform it on stage, for example, when we perform Seed of Death, I really enjoyed, you know, the melody part, two guitars playing together the same melody. I really enjoying it. So it's very difficult.
There's too many. Yeah, it's like picking your favorite son. Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Exactly. Yes. No, it's every time. I'm playing this song and I say, great, okay. Then I'm practicing another song and I say, okay, this song is very good too. So, no, I cannot decide.
When you guys were writing this album in 2021, as you said, were you guys just going with the fresh ideas or were you thinking of Perpetual Chaos or older CDs? Or how did you guys, what were you thinking of?
No, everything was totally fresh. We wanted to create an album that also will have like new elements inside. Like, as I said, the twin guitars, a lot of melodies, a lot of solos and the guitars exchanging solos. But also we wanted to have this, you know, groovy thing inside. So fortunately, everything came pretty much natural because from the very first ideas that we started to exchange with Prika, it was very close to what we wanted. You know, we want to have a good balance of thrash metal, of course, a bit of death metal, and also, you know, classic heavy metal tunes inside. So yeah, I have to say that all the ideas were totally fresh and totally new.
How many different effects, guitar effects, do you use live for the guitars?
On live shows, I'm using a delay, reverb, of course. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm using a chorus too.
How about for distortion? Of course, what kind of distortion do you use?
About distortion, I'm using the Black Star amps. And recently they released a very cool product. It's called the Amped 3. It's like an amp, a real amp, the size of a pedal board. So, you know, it's very convenient to carry it around together, very easy to set up. So I'm always going with this. I mean, all the mini tours we did till now, all the summer festivals, everything was with this one.
You guys are just doing a Mexico tour here soon. How many guitars do you travel with? Just one guitar?
Yeah. One guitar, me, one Prika, and sometimes we ask for a, you know, spare guitar in case something happens. Yeah, but most of the times it's one and one.
What happens if you break a string? You just you get the extra guitar? Or?
Yeah. Or I take the spare guitar.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I play guitar here in Texas and it's happened to me. And you're playing.
You
bust a string and then you don't know what to do. And Are you 100% satisfied with the album, or is there something you might want to change if you had a chance?
No, I believe that for this album, because it was like we worked like in two parts. It was composed like in two parts. So in between, we had the time to, you know, mature our minds and check again and again the songs that we had already composed, you know, till we hit the studio, we had a little bit of time. So we did everything that we had in mind for this album. And we took care for all details, the guitars, the ideas, the sounds, you know, everything. So for this album, I think I'm super, super satisfied.
The Lena Scissorhands collaboration sounds badass. Were there other girls you guys reached out to, or you just only reached out to her?
No, it was like, you know, we were thinking that we want for sure another girl to be a guest in one song. And Elena was, you know, always in the top of the list. Because she's amazing vocalist, amazing performer, and also we thought that her vocals and the vocal type would fit together with Prika's voice. So when we sent her the song and she delivered it back to us, it was exactly what we were thinking. You know, the vocal changes in between Prika and Elena, they're very cool, and she's a great person. Yes.
How does it feel having a thrash legend on your album, such as Gary Holt?
Oh yeah, that was a, you know, dream come true both for me and Prika, because we wanted a guitar player to participate, like in one guitar solo, and again Gary Holt was almost the first in our minds, because me and Prika were huge fans of him. All his playing, the work he has done with Exodus and with Slayer later on. So we reached out to him. Of course, we knew that he's like super busy. They were touring by that time, but he was very kind and he answered back really quickly. And he said like, yes, I'm totally in. Like, send me the songs, and in between the tours, when I'll be back home, I will try to send back to you. And he did. You know, he delivered a solo that it's like super Gary Holt, and we said yes. Yeah, it was totally a dream coming.
Do you see more women coming to the show? Because you guys represent women. A lot of girls look up to you guys. You guys are at the forefront of women in metal. You know, do you see more women coming up to you guys at the gigs?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this is very positive, and this makes us really happy, because we see more and more girls, you know, into the crowd, but also we see more and more girls like being interested into start a female band, or you know, start practicing a musical instrument. So this makes us really happy when we see that for some girls we are like you know, inspiration, and we are giving courage to them, you know, to start everything. Yes, this is very important to us.
Do you have any plans to for a couple of solo shows, maybe a solo shows for your solo EPs?
No, this EP, the One of Those Days that was released last year in 2022, it was more like a studio project. I already had some songs, you know, already composed, and I just felt that it was the time back then to get in the studio and really, you know, record them and release them. But it wasn't something that I had in mind, like to set up a band and start touring. It was more like, let's say, more to have fun and more to release those songs without any, you know, intention and without any plans, you know, for the future.
Yeah, that's cool stuff too. You got some cool material there. I understand. What's next for the band, Elena? What do you guys have any practice? Do you guys get together to practice for the new songs, or do you don't practice no more? You just go on stage like that?
We're totally practicing, especially this period, because the Mexican tour is getting closer and closer. And, you know, we have the new set list with a lot of new songs. Of course, we're keeping some of the classic old songs inside because people love them. But yes, we are totally like everyone is practicing individually. We're also about to start rehearsing, like, all together. So yes, it's a pretty, you know, busy period again.
Very cool. So Jailbreak coming out September 29th. For people listening, pick it up, stream it, and you can pre-order it at the Nervosa socials, right? So thank you, Elena. Thank you for making time with us once more. I had you last year, so thank you for being on the show once more. We'll see you guys in Texas sometime in the future, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Look, with the new album, we are planning to go all over, you know, the world, Europe, US, Latin America, like everywhere, and even in countries that we never been before. So for sure, this year, next year, we're gonna see you there.
Awesome. Appreciate your time, Elena. Thank you. Keep rocking.
Thank you so much. Thank you too.
Very cool stories. Thank you, Elena, for making time once more. And a very, very cool privilege of mine to speak to a world traveling band. And you can catch them on their Mexico tour, or should I say Mexican tour, early October of 2023. If you're listening to this episode around that time, you can catch them. Just log on to their socials and you can find their schedule. And wherever you can catch Nervosa, you can find it on there, right? Tour plans, tour schedule. So check it out. And support the band on their socials for sure. Go to Napalm Records, purchase the album vinyl and blah, 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 right? So thank you, girls, for producing once more a killer piece of art for us fanatics. On behalf of your friend James, thank you guys for subscribing to the channel. Thank you for liking us, following us, streaming, and everything else. Thank you, guys and girls. Much, much appreciated. And be on the lookout for more badass musicians and rock metal artists that we will be interviewing here on After on Season 5 right now. So anyways, don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.